Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
Yes, I know I've been wrong.
Do you get starstruck yourself ever?
Yeah, I mean, Paul McCartney, I met him once, he freaked me out. I mean, obviously he's a Beatle and that, and he's big. But I like meeting people, man. I mean, when I met Ringo, I had to get out of the room. I didn't come back in until he'd gone. I couldn't handle it, you know what I mean? Because Ringo's the cool one, isn't he?
Have you met any other Australian musicians that you can remember?
I'd say my favourite band from Australia is that You and I.
Yeah,
that band. I like the geezer.
Tim Rogers,
yeah, he's cool. They play with us, or we play with them in Australia some time ago and that. But there's a song called Junk, which makes me want to punch things. So I like that band. And who else? The DMAs, they're a new band, or it might be an old band out here, but like they've played in England, so we've had a couple of beers with them out there. There's a band called Holy Holy that my girlfriend used to do some press for in England. Went to one of their gigs and they were nice lads. And that's about it, really.
Yeah, all good bands.
Yeah, man.
So, and you've been in a couple of bands yourself, obviously, Oasis.
Well, I've been around. I've been in the Holy One. That one, and BDI was something just to do, just to keep us on the road and that, and not go home and cry into our cornflakes. But the most important band was the Oasis.
But obviously now you're doing the solo work. What's the biggest challenge you've faced going from being in band life for so long to now running it solo?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. I mean, we're playing the same kind of music, you know what I mean? And it's not much different, you know what I mean? Obviously, there's less arguments because we don't argue, you know what I mean? And that, but I guess there's a little bit more work. So you got to make a few more bigger decisions when you're doing it on your own and that, whereas I'd sort of leave them up to Noel, you know what I mean? Which was a bad move. Then he turned into a dickhead. But yeah, so you got to make some key decisions sometimes, but, you know, I've got enough good people around me so that can help us out, you know what I mean?
Did you choose the title for As You Were?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good title, man.
And is that what it's like? Is it like, I see it as a bit of a calm yourself kind of thing.
As You Were, everything's back to normal again now. Let's make up for lost time and that, and just everything's cool again.
And the album cover, was that your choice to put your chops on?
Yeah, mate, when you're this good looking, mate, you got to be putting, you know, if you got it for it, aren't you?
So do you reckon you'll look to make another solo record at some point?
Without a doubt, man. I mean, the success of this one's been really good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, great songs, especially considering that, you know, smashed some out in Los Angeles. Mm. I know you worked with Greg Kurstin, Andrew White. Now that you've worked with other people, are you open to other collaborations, do you reckon?
Yeah, man. I mean, the box is open now, man. We can do what we want now, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I've said before, I'm not a prolific songwriter. I come up with bits every now and again. I'm a singer, always have been, and I'm quite happy with that. So I think we'll go with Greg again and Andrew Wyatt, and we'll see where we go. We'll see where we end up.
Is there anyone else you'd like to collaborate with?
No, I don't know anyone. I mean, whoever's got good songs, send them over here and I'll rip it up, you know what I mean? I'll muck them up for you, if you know what I mean.
Do you hang out with many other musicians?
No, I don't hang out with anyone. I hang out with my missus and my mates and my kids.
Why not?
Yeah, musicians, I don't know, man. It's a bit, musos, aren't they? They don't talk about suspended chords and E minors and shit like that, don't they? It's all a bit like, go away.
So what does the future hold for Liam Gallagher?
Good God knows. Good question, man. Question of the day. What holds it hold? Hopefully we'll do a good gig tonight and then you'll let us back into the country and that. And like the tour will be a success out in Australia. Just more music, man. More music and try to stay out of trouble.
Speaking about your man, Paul McCartney, could you see yourself up there when you're 75? Well, it depends.
I'd like to, yeah, because that's the only place that makes me really happy, man, on stage and that. Even though I don't come across and I'm looking like it, I look like I've just lost the lottery ticket and that, but the winning lottery ticket. But I am having a good time up there. I just don't like to, you know what I mean, show it and that. But 75, I'll do it as long as my voice can do it and as long as people want to hear me sing songs, without a doubt, because there's nothing else to do. It's the best gig in the world.
Beautiful. Liam Gallagher, thank you so much for your time, man.
Thank you.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.